This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW Oshkosh researchers talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin's fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. If crowds are any sign, the excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
So we think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
Harris is introducing her running mate Tim Walz to swing state voters. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are in a virtual tie in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Trump is up by 1 point with registered voters. Harris is up by 1 with likely voters. But if President Biden had stayed in the race, Trump would be leading by 5 points.
When he made that decision, it opened the door to a fresh campaign. So there was a very quick embrace of Harris. That, I think, was interesting.
Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading Eric Hovde 53-46. The state of Wisconsin is moving ahead with plans to buy the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. The State Building Commission approved plans to spend $9 million yesterday. The aging building would be torn down and a new state-of-the-art museum would go up in its place. The future of the universities of Wisconsin is up for discussion before a legislative study committee today. System President Jay Rothman speaks with the panel, which is looking at everything from costs to enrollment to graduation rates. The committee is supposed to make recommendations to lawmakers next year. The man accused in a shocking murder in Milwaukee last spring had plans to commit the crime weeks ahead of time. That's according to court records that say Maxwell Anderson told an informant he hatched his plan in early March. Sharday Robinson disappeared in early April, her dismembered remains turned up throughout the Milwaukee area. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We're winding down to the last few weeks of summer swim time at the Witter Park Aquatic Center. The pools will close to humans on Sunday, August 18th. On August 19th, the Aquatic Center will hold a Gone to the Dogs pool party. It's from 3:30 to 5:30 that Monday, and only $5 per dog with a donation to the Southwood County Humane Society. It's best if you pre-register your dog, as capacity is limited and you have to have proof of current rabies vaccinations. Concessions will be available for purchase. It's almost time for the kiddos to head back to school. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to pay attention and help keep kids safe. August is School Bus Safety Month. Be aware and eliminate distractions. When red lights are flashing, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. When yellow lights are flashing, slow down. The bus is about to stop. Local schools will be receiving federal funds to support more learning outside of school hours. The Department of Public Instruction awarded over $6 million to 57 community learning centers in Wisconsin. The funds will be used to enhance learning activities during out-of-school time. This will reinforce the things students learn during the school day and offer students a connection with adults and peers to ensure they are safe and having the support they need. Schools in our area receiving grants include Pittsville Elementary School and Alexander Middle School in Nacoosa, in Portage County, Jefferson and Madison Elementary Schools, and the McKinley Elementary Center. The community book sale will happen in October, but you can donate books now at the Moravian Church. They're accepting donations until September 15th at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. The book sale is October 10th through the 12th. Consumers need to be cautious of slamming calls, which happens when a customer's phone service is illegally changed without their permission. Landlines are being targeted, forcing elderly to buy cell phones after it happens. This is all part of a pattern for clear rate communications. The FCC has received complaints about clear rate slamming customers. The FCC says, ask your telephone company to not let anyone besides you change your plan. If you've been slammed, call your providers and tell them what happened and that you want to be switched back to your original plan. You can apply for a special firearm deer hunt at Sandhill Wildlife Area. The DNR is accepting applications now through September 20th. The two-day hunt will take place November 2nd and 3rd. Hunters will be issued permits valid only for the Sandhill Wildlife Area. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. You can help search for aquatic invasive species across the state this Saturday. The Wisconsin DNR and UW-Madison Division of Extension invite the public to help on Saturday, August 10th, from 8:30 to 12:30. Snapshot Day is a statewide effort to protect Wisconsin's streams, lakes, and wetlands by monitoring designated sites for invasive plants and animals. Register online by Friday, August 9th. All ages are welcome, but it's recommended for ages 8 and up. An adult must accompany all minors. It's time to start adjusting sleep schedules for back to school. Kids like to stay up later and sleep in during the summer, but doctors say if you don't start at least gradually changing those habits by mid-August, it could be a rude awakening when the alarm goes off for school. The amount of sleep children need varies based on their age. A 3-year-old needs about 12 hours, and a 10-year-old needs about 10 hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers' injury list grows. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and the Packers' first-round draft pick, offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, is injured.
He had a shoulder. It's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, the Packers played the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday. Baseball, 8 runs and 16 hits. The Brewers beat the Braves last night in Atlanta 8-5 to win the series. Pat Murphy.
You talk about how relentless our offense was today. It was relentless, and it wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but you know, it was relentless.
And at the Olympics, U.S. sprinter Kenny Benarek from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, qualifies for the 200-meter finals with a time of 20 seconds flat.
I mean, I already knew what pace I was at, and for me, it was like, hey, I know I'm there. I just got to make sure to execute the race, step on the gas, and don't let up. I'm not surprised with what I ran. Only thing I was just hoping for was the wind to work with me, and it did, and I'm happy with my performance.
A replay of today's finals coming up tonight on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Well, it's not a powerhouse in college sports, but Florida International Stadium will have one of the coolest names in college football. Armando Christian Perez, also known as Pitbull, has purchased naming rights for the school stadium. The creator of hits such as Give Me Everything and Timber paid $6 million for the rights to have the stadium bear his name over 5 years. The entrepreneur and philanthropist who did not attend college himself says he purchased the rights to inspire the community and create opportunities. Pitbull probably could have adopted a highway for far less cash. Theater fans are giving their regards to Broadway. Deadline reports that Broadway is having a stellar year with hits like Oh Mary and The Outsiders. The former is a comedy about Mary Todd Lincoln. The show has been pulling in $1 million a week since mid-July. And The Outsiders, a musical based on Essie Hinton's book from 1967, is setting attendance records. In its 11th week of the current season, Broadway has taken in almost $370 million. That's the kind of money that makes you want to sing and dance. Two of the hottest stars in Hollywood are in discussions to star in the new A24 film, The Drama. Zendaya and Robert Pattinson are in early negotiations to play a couple about to get married when something unexpected happens. The incredibly busy Zendaya is coming off two big hits this summer, including Dune and Challengers, and is about to start filming a new season of Euphoria. The MTV Video Music Award nominations have been announced, and to no one's surprise, Taylor Swift leads the pack with 10. Swift received 8 nominations for her Fortnite music video and was nominated in the Best Pop category and for Artist of the Year. She was followed closely by one of her favorite collaborators in Post Malone, who was nominated 8 times for Swift's Fortnite video and got a 9th nom for his country hit I Had Some Help with Morgan Wallen. 20 years after the death of comedian Mitch Hedberg, a documentary is in the works about his life. Hedberg was known for his one-liners and made several appearances on late-night TV and did 3 stand-up comedy albums. He died of a drug overdose in 2005 at the age of 37. The film, which has been 5 years in the making, will include archival footage of Hedberg's act, interviews with friends and fellow comedians, including Jim Gaffigan. The project is untitled at the moment with no exact release date. Being one of the richest people in the world and owning social media outlet X does not make Elon Musk above criticism, not even from family. Page Six reports Musk's own daughter, Vivian Jenna Wilson, who identifies as trans, called her father a serial adulterer and not a family man, adding that he has had several cheating scandals and calls him a racist. Musk has 12 children with 3 women and has attacked his daughter for her gender identity. Should be a fun Thanksgiving in the Musk house this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 73, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear, 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.